When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, this is Shelly's niece, Erin, and this is The Goodness Factor with Shelly Wade.
I am Shelly Wade, your host of The Goodness Factor podcast. Aside from reporting good news here on the podcast weekly, I can be heard on the radio daily on 94.7 The Block, New York City, playing all your favorite throwbacks from 2 to 7 p.m. New York time. You can listen to me by downloading the Audacy app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Yeah, download that Audacy app, search for 94.7 The Block, and listen. I'm also a voiceover artist, and you can hear me in a number of different places, including daily as the voice of the Dabble TV Network. You can go to dabbletvnetwork.com to find out where to watch in your area. And the latest audiobook I voiced is called Lessons to My Younger Self, Navigating Through Workplace Discrimination, Racism, and Sexism by author Faye Irving. It's available wherever you get your audiobooks. Be sure to also follow me on social media. My Facebook page is All the Rage with Shelly Wade. My Instagram is the one and only Shelly Wade, and my TikTok is Shelly.Wade. Don't forget that Shelly spelt with an E-Y. Also follow the podcast on Facebook and Instagram at The Goodness Factor. Yeah, welcome to this bonus episode of The Goodness Factor. I'm as we're speaking, I'm recording this from the closet of my mother's house here in Houston. Yeah, I am later on tonight hopping on a plane back to NYC. But, you know, before the year wraps up, I wanted to, you know, give you one last bonus episode of the podcast. Season one of The Goodness Factor wrapped up with the kindness episode. But I wanted to slip in this bonus episode because I thought it would be fitting seeing that the final day of 2024 is on a Tuesday, which is the day we typically release new episodes of the podcast. Yeah, at the end of this episode, I'll share with you my goals for 2025. Right now, though, let's reflect on the year that was 2024. Man, there were so many stress and anxiety-inducing things that happened this year. I mean, where do I start? Doors flying off airplanes, bridges collapsing, school shootings, which we are, I feel like the public is becoming numb to school shootings. It's sadly something that's happening way too much. It's too commonplace, far too commonplace. Yeah, but other things that happen, devastating hurricanes, droughts, wildfires, the Diddy arrest, the assassination of the United Healthcare CEO, and we can't forget about that highly stressful presidential campaign and election. And those are just some of the stories that brought us stress this year. But you know, I like to focus on the good news here on The Goodness Factor. The negative news gets so much attention from the media, social media, and the internet that we have to remind ourselves that there are actually good people out here doing good things by actively seeking out the good news. That's what we have to do. That's why I created The Goodness Factor, so that I could be a part of the good news movement and so that I could be your source for good news and your escape from the negative news that we're constantly inundated with. So with that said, I'd like to remind you that there were actually some good news stories and events that made us smile in 2024. And here are some of them. Oh my God, the debut of The Goodness Factor. You know, I said this at the beginning of the podcast on the first episode. The Goodness Factor, the idea of it, had been floating around my head for so many years. And, you know, it didn't originally come to me as a podcast. It was just that I was like, you know what? I'd like to put goodness out there. You know, because again, I'm one of those people that I'm like, oh my God, all this negativity, it's too much for my spirit. And so instead of, you know, just being distraught over that, I thought, you know what, I'm going to be a part of putting goodness out there. So that's why, you know, when I was thinking of, you know, what kind of podcast could I do for the Odyssey Podcast Network? And I was like, you know what, I've been thinking about putting goodness out there. Let's turn that idea into a podcast. And so, yeah, I was thankfully able to make that come to fruition. The idea that's been floating around my head for years finally got out of my head and into reality and into the real world. And it is what you're experiencing now, the Goodness Factor podcast. And I'm so appreciative of you taking the time to listen. Season 2 of the podcast will be debuting in just a few weeks. So if you're not already subscribed, please do so and spread the word to your entire network that, hey, there is a podcast out here spreading good news. The Goodness Factor with Shelley Wade. Subscribe to that. Yes, spread the news. Okay, so one of the big stories also, aside from the podcast debuting, Usher's Super Bowl halftime. That made us happy, didn't it? And Usher's been entertaining us for so long, since he was a teenager. And to see him now, I mean, just coming into, you know, it's like he's getting his flowers now. And he was everything you wanted Usher to be. I mean, he had a lot of guests, you know, on stage performing with him. But, you know, when I say guests, I mean dancers and musicians and such. And of course, Alicia Keys came out. But Usher remained the person in the spotlight. He is such a phenomenal entertainer. And then listening to all of his hits, you forget he has so many. I was kind of, you know, I was salty about the fact that he didn't perform my all-time favorite Usher song, You Remind Me. I'm like, how can he not perform that one? But, you know, he has so many songs, so he had to, you know, leave some of them off. I just wish that he would have performed mine. So he was really amazing. I mean, the songs, the singing, the dancing, it was everything you wanted a Super Bowl halftime to be. Bravo, Usher. That was a good news story that made us smile in 2024. Also, who would have thunk way back in, what was that, 1992, when we first heard from Snoop Dogg? Who would have thought all these years later that Snoop would end up being basically the ambassador for the Olympics in Paris? I mean, everybody loves Snoop Dogg. He was all over those Paris Olympics, and he was the highlight. I have to admit, whenever I tuned into the Olympics, I was wondering where I was going to see Snoop pop up. So yeah, Snoop definitely brought us smiles in 2024. Another positive highlight from 2024, women owned sports this year. Yes, go women, girl power. If there was ever a year for women's sports, sports, it was definitely 2024. I mean, Simone Biles, Katie Ledecky, and all the other amazing women athletes who lit up the world stage at the Olympics. Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and all the other amazing athletes who proved that women's basketball is just as exciting as men's basketball. The first stadium built specifically for a national women's soccer league. That opened in Kansas City, Missouri this year. Also, there were all kinds of women-themed sports bars popping up across the country, specifically created to highlight women's sports. And of course, you know, we were talking about Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. The WNBA, they came out with new expansion teams. Also, there was so much amazing attendance at these women's sports games. The financial support for them grew. Viewership smashed all kinds of records. Go women! Also, we were all excited about the total solar eclipse. Remember that? It happened back on Monday, April 8th, 2024. That was something we were all excited for. I have to tell you, I was on air on 94.7 The Block, New York City at the time of the eclipse. And it was so overcast in New York City that day that I didn't really see a difference. It just felt to me like, you know, there were just a lot of clouds. I did not see a total eclipse. I did not see, you know, it turn into, you know, darkness, total darkness at any time while I was on air. So it was very anticlimactic for me. But I was excited to see everyone else be excited about it. And finally, violent crime fell in the U.S. in 2024. Yeah, data released by the FBI showed that violent crime dropped by more than 15% in the United States during the first 3 months of 2024. That's compared with the same period in 2023. Murders fell 26.4% and reported rapes decreased by 25.7%. I am always down for that violent crime falling in the U.S. And let's hope that in 2025, it falls even more. So before you completely write off 2024 as a year you'd like to just forget, remember that those amazing stories actually happened in 2024. And that was the Goodness Report. Time for the Good Word. Yeah, we just discussed some of the good news stories from 2024. The good word right now, I want to share with you some of my goals and intentions for 2025. The Goodness Factor resumes after this.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Now, I wouldn't call them resolutions because I feel like the pressure we put on ourselves when it comes to resolutions makes us feel more guilt and disappointment than anything. And I don't know about you, but I don't respond well to pressure. Rather, these are intentions I have for myself in the coming year. to share more of myself with others via collaboration. Now, I can't remember how many years ago. I'd say maybe anywhere between 5 and 6 years ago when I worked in San Diego, there were two people who came to me, and they both people who describe themselves as, I guess, kind of, they have psychic ability. I don't think they full on feel like they're psychics, but they have ability. Now, I know that I do realize that there are some people out there who are complete scams when they say, you know, they can see, you know, things or they're psychics. But I do believe that some people are blessed with a kind of strong intuition where they can actually sense and see things. And I just met a couple of random people. I didn't actually go to a psychic to get any information or anything like that. I just met random people who visited the radio station I worked at the time, and they were just saying, you know, do you mind if I share something with you? And both of them, who didn't know each other, and in different years, like one said this in, let's say, maybe 2015 or 2016 or 17, and another said it maybe in 2018, but they didn't know each other, and neither knew that the other had said this to me. But both of them said, in a roundabout kind of way, that I wasn't sharing myself enough with people. And I really couldn't understand what they meant, because look at me. I'm on the radio every single day sharing myself with people, even with people that I don't see. I'm talking to you on the radio. And they're like, yeah, but really sharing you, Shelley, you. And I had to think about it, and it is true that I tend to be very, you know, I hold a lot of my cards close to the vest. While there are some things that I share, I don't share everything, and I'm a little private, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but I don't share everything. And I also am very guarded with who I let into my space. And you can understand why, because there are so many people out here with bad intentions. But I also am a loner, and my mom has always said that that runs in my family. So I had to step back and really, you know, acknowledge that, you know, I guess maybe I'm not sharing as much as I could with people. And that has come to me from time to time, but it did touch my spirit in recent weeks that I would like for myself in 2024 to be more open to the idea of letting more people in. So how does that look for me? Collaboration. As a matter of fact, collaboration, the actual word collaboration, is going to be my word for 2025. Yeah, I want to collaborate with all kinds of people doing all kinds of different things. Collaboration for creativity, collaboration for charity, collaboration for achieving goals, collaboration. That'll be huge for me in 2025 in sharing myself with others, and then in turn opening myself up for other people sharing themselves with me. More collaboration in 2025. That is a huge goal for myself in 2025. I'd also like to travel more. I want to save more. I want to exercise more because I don't feel as strong as I'd like to feel. You know, I mean, listen, I walk a lot to and from, you know, the train station, to and from there to work and home. But as I get older, I feel like that's not enough. I literally need to do more strength training so I can feel stronger. I really want to feel stronger. So more exercise. I want to be more intentional also with the good things I put into my body, aka eating healthier. I want to be more intentional about welcoming love into my life. And when I say that, I mean romantic love. I want to do more things outside of work by way of hobbies, learning new things. And I want to be more entrepreneurial minded. You know, I am an entrepreneur, but I want to be more intentional about it and do more entrepreneurial things. So those are just some of the goals that I have for myself, some of the intentions I have for myself for 2025. If you want to share with me your goals and your intentions for the new year, or if you want to make any suggestions or requests as to what kind of episodes I should have on the podcast, what do you want to hear more of? I would love to hear from you. Or if you want to share any good news that's happened in your life, or you want me to shine a spotlight on good people that you know in your life who are doing good things, or someone who's done something good for you, good news in your life, share that with me. You can DM them to me via social media. Again, the podcast socials are The Goodness Factor on Instagram and The Goodness Factor with Shelley Wade on Facebook. DM me those messages, and you can even record an audio message, and I will include your voice if you'd like me to on the podcast, sharing your good news or your suggestions for podcast episodes. So the good word I'd like to offer is to stay hopeful. And if you're doing something that doesn't offer you hope, that doesn't make you happy, maybe that's your sign to reset and refocus on the things that do offer you hope and happiness. Maybe it shouldn't be as much about setting resolutions as it should be about aligning ourselves with the things that will bring us happiness and hope. And in this increasingly difficult life, aren't we all desperate for more happiness and hope? And that's the good word, as I wish you the absolute best for 2025. And that wraps up The Goodness Factor for 2024. The podcast was created and is produced and hosted by yours truly, Shelley Wade. A big thanks to Zach Clark as our development producer to help us get up and running this year. If you haven't already, please do subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss season 2, which debuts soon. We drop new episodes on Tuesday, so don't miss an episode. And please do spread the word about The Goodness Factor to your family, friends, coworkers, social media followers, because we want the podcast to be even bigger in 2025 so that we're spreading more goodness to more good people. Also, leave us a review and comment on your podcast platform. That'll go a long way towards making sure that new listeners discover the Goodness Factor podcast. Also, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Goodness Factor. Love you so much for listening. Mwah.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.